This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Lisa Young. The Olathe community recently honored the Gray family for their longtime commitment to the sport of wrestling. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the family tradition was started by Harvey Gray, who attended his first wrestling camp in Boulder more than 50 years ago. Members of the Gray family dominated Colorado wrestling over the next five decades and was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame's Colorado chapter as the recipient of the Family Heritage Award. A Delta jury convicted Corbin Lovato of second-degree murder in a 2023 stabbing death of 57-year-old Dwayne Hamm. Hamm was helping a relative move into the Delta RV park in November of 2023 when the two men got into an altercation. Lovato stabbed Hamm several times, causing critical blood loss, and he died at the scene. Lovato has a lengthy criminal history, including vehicular homicide in 2011, according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's records. He will be sentenced for the murder of Dwayne Hamm on March 10th. More on this story can be found at DeltaCountyIndependent.com. Ouray County has ordered a disc golf tournament held on Log Hill Mesa to stop operating without a special use permit, citing concerns about illegal gambling as well as other county rule violations. The annual Flying Elks Double Disc Golf Championship was held in June of 2024 and 2025. The county addressed other concerns in their complaint, including the event having more than 50 participants, unauthorized camping, traffic, and unpermitted infrastructure. More on this story is at UrayNews.com. Federal auditors have said that Congress could throw out the resource management plan for the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in southern Utah by introducing a bill and getting a simple majority. The plan was finalized just over a year ago. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yana spoke with Autumn Gillard, the coordinator for the Grand Staircase Escalante Intertribal Coalition, to find out more.
You know, as a coalition, we had assessed a lot of the cultural resources within the boundaries of Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. And one thing that we were seeing was the amount of vandalism that was happening to sacred petroglyph panels. And so throughout our commenting process, we maintained the viewpoint that, you know, these rock writing sites are very sacred to each of our tribal nations, and that we wanted to make sure that there was good protection, responsible protection around these sites. And you can see that reflected in the current resource management plan, that there is verbiage in there articulating the need for protection and preservation of sacred cultural sites. We also want these protected so that other people outside of our culture, if they're to visit these sites, that they can look at them and they can enjoy them as much as we do as Native people.
So we know that it was a request by Republican Representative Celeste Malloy of Utah that prompted the GAO to review this. I am going to play a clip from Representative Malloy.
My constituents have been telling me they don't like being locked out of their own backyard. They don't like when their family traditions are now banned on the lands that they've been using, and that's why they oppose the RMP. The locals oppose it, trail users oppose it, the local agricultural community opposes it. It undercuts rural economic development.
What's your reaction when you hear her say these things?
With that quote, what sticks out to me is maintaining family traditions. And so it's almost drawing a clear line of us versus them. And for me, as a Native person, when I hear that type of comment or, you know, see that type of verbiage, I think that that's not the mentality that I have. It's a mentality of that, you know, each culture and each group that is a part of the state of Utah has a shared space there. That is the point of creation of public lands. that all people can enjoy them and interact with them. As, you know, American people, I think that something that I can recall very clearly is that when I was consulting, you know, and commenting on the resource management plan, I was very proactive to listen to members of the rural community. I would go and ask questions to hear their perspective, because I wanted to make sure that when I was making a vocalization in reference to Southern Paiute history and culture, that I also wanted to understand the other side of the local history and descendants of Euro-Americans that had arrived to the Utah Territory. So it's very important that today we understand that these lands are for everyone. They're for everybody to interact with. And when we look at the issue that keeps getting brought up about economy, we think about that if this resource management plan is to be dismissed and Grand Staircase faces further issues, it can prevent economy gained from tourism. You know, these small counties rely heavily, these small towns rely heavily on tourism that is visiting these public lands. And so I would say that, you know, looking at numerical and statistical information that has came out, there has been proof to show that the economy in that area thrives on tourism that's visiting the monument.
We are in uncharted territory when it comes to using the Congressional Review Act to dismantle a monument resource management plan. What are some of your biggest concerns?
I think one of my biggest concerns, if the resource management plan is dismantled, is that this monument will move forward without the integration of Indigenous voices. And it is very crucial to an ancestral landscape that Native people are still connected to that space. And of course, it is a worry and concern of what could happen even further, you know, if the monument was to be dismantled or if it was to be shrunk back to what it was during the first term of this administration. And along with that, you think about this fragile ecosystem that is an arid desert environment that many, many sources of life rely on for reproduction, for subsistence, and for home. And so I think that that is definitely a big concern of mine, of that what will happen to all of those beautiful resources, not only the cultural, but the environmental. You know, Grand Staircase alone has over 650 species of bees that rely on that ecosystem. And considering how important pollinators are to our natural ecosystem, if we disrupt that system, it could send a ripple effect outside of those monument boundaries. Land exploration is also another big concern of mine. You know, we're taught not to drill into Mother Earth. We're taught not to extract, you know, things from her like oil. I've heard some of my elders say to me that, you know, the oil can sometimes be considered like Mother Earth's blood. And when you're pulling it out, you're disrupting that system. And so, again, my biggest concern is the disruption of the natural ecosystem and the biosphere of the monument. You know, how will that ripple out outside of that landscape? Because you even think about like the Escalante River, which feeds into the Colorado River, which then in turn goes into the Grand Canyon. You know, this is also another very sacred space for many of us tribes that sit on this coalition. And so it's just a domino effect.
That was rural climate reporter Caroline Yana speaking with Autumn Gillard, coordinator for the Grand Staircase Escalante Intertribal Coalition. That story was brought to us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a coalition of radio stations in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico, including this station. That's your KVNF regional newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.